Busy schedule for you, as always. I think one of your itinerary items is meeting with the MSU Board of Governors.
It is. The governor made an appointment, and I will sponsor Carol Silvey in the Senate to get her confirmed and do everything I can. I think Carol, one, she's a great lady, dedication to the MSU West Plains area for sure, knows the university functions, knows her needs, and a very nice, well-educated, professional person that will serve well on the MSU Board of Governors. And she'll be over one of the Board of Governors over the entire MSU campuses, but I think it's really important that we had somebody from West Plains area there. We had numerous good people apply. They asked me for letters of recommendations, and I told them my principal goal would be to get somebody from the area that knows MSU West Plains and also the Mountain Grove campus. So that was my principal goal, and the governor made a good choice with Carol Silvey, and so I will sponsor her and push her through and do everything in my power to make sure that she is appointed.
Points to the importance of not only having good people for such board and commission positions, but the fact that with a new governor, there'll be a lot of new faces coming into all of our boards all across the state.
There is. And Governor Nixon was not very efficient about appointing board members. And we've got some that are like 5 and 6 years beyond their expiration date. And so filling all those. At one time, I was told it's like 500 positions open. And a lot of them are non-paying boards. A lot of boards, we're in the process of doing away with some of them. They are an important aspect. But when we have someone of the caliber of people that applied for the MSU board, it kind of stands out the importance of it. The importance of having our area represented in that, because it is such an economic driver, plus education for our kids, and that's a huge thing. So very insistent that it come from somebody from the West Plains area familiar with MSU, and she'll be a great appointee. And we've had others. Mike Pace, the highway department, turned out to be an excellent employee. We got him, I think, last year. Tim Bean, just a couple weeks ago, he's up for Senate confirmation, and so I'm sponsoring Tim as a fire marshal, and he'll understand the needs. And Maynard Wallace, I think, is going to go sign up and be for a second term with the State Board of Education, and him being a rural educator means a lot to have his input on that state board, and so help us fight for our area, and that's my whole goal. You can't do it all alone up here, so you get good people surround you with good people that will serve on these boards and make all Missouri a better place, especially looking out for southwest and south central Missouri.
Time spent this week on what to do about Real ID.
Yeah, we started the debate on it, and it's fast approaching the deadline, and we had some debate on it this week. We're going to back off a little bit, I think, and give the Trump administration to see whether if they're going to follow through with it. And if they are, then we're going to have to do some action. The majority of the people seem to be in favor of offering both. If you want it, fine. If you don't want it, fine. So you'd have two different IDs. So that appears to be the direction that the majority of the House and Senate members are going. Some are not in favor of it. Some don't want it. It's going to be a tough call. We've gotten calls. I got a call this week from a truck driver out of state and couldn't get on a military base to make a delivery because he had a Missouri ID, didn't have a real ID or a passport. And then I had a gentleman call that couldn't get his son to watch his graduation from Fort Leonard Wood, couldn't get on the fort for that. And so it's quite an issue. And I tell you what, if you had a medical emergency or had someone, you know, lost a family member or something, you had to get on an airplane and fly to California and you don't have an ID, you don't have a passport, come January, you're going to have something. I mean, that's going to be a tough call for people. So I did have an amendment, and I've worked out with another senator that said, hey, if it is repealed and the federal government does not go ahead and push for it and our regular driver's license work for airlines, then all records would be destroyed and a new driver's license would then be issued without that information in it. So trying to cover bases if something like that should happen and see what does pass and what doesn't pass. But still, just start floor debate on it, and it'll be back up again soon for some more debate. And so that's what it's all about, listening and hearing different points of view.
The Senate Appropriations Committee that you serve on has been meeting 2 or 3 days a week, lengthy meetings each time. Give us an update on where things are with next year's budget, Senator.
Well, budget next year is going to be tight. I'm still willing and talking to people and work with the budget chair on funds for schools to increase the rural transportation for our rural schools, which is so important to me, and also for our senior citizens and nursing homes, the funding. But the pot's only so big, and Governor Greitens got caught in a real hole. Shorter revenue. So cuts are going to have to be made. But I just talked to the budget chair a few minutes ago and find out how many attorneys work for each department. Let's start looking at cutting the top end. Instead of cutting the bottom end of these departments, let's start looking at the top end and see why we have all these attorneys working and why the attorney general's office can't handle it. One of the things that kind of amazed me a lot was that mental health was an issue this week, and we heard from the division on mental health. We spend $2 billion a year on mental health in Missouri just trying to help people. So we understand the needs, and the needs are great, and our pockets pockets are somewhat limited. You know, it's a champagne taste and maybe beer pocketbook type thing that we're kind of looking at this year. But we really do want to help people in need, and that's important. And heard highway department's testimony, and they're short of funds, but they do have enough funds now to match the federal. They're looking ahead 5 years out and to match the federal reimbursement, which is huge. And we're all kind of looking maybe for an infusion of federal money in, and if they are, I want to be in a position to get as much of that for the district as I can. So we're working on projects like that, working with the highway department, who's been great to work with. It is controlled by the highway commission, so we don't have a whole lot about what they do by Missouri Constitution, but still they're a great organization to work with. I'm really proud to work with them.